Continue our study and hope with help. I don't know about you, so every day I'm more grateful for the helper. I'm more grateful for the Holy Spirit. I couldn't do it without my helper. Amen. He's my very present help in time of need, you know. So, you know, he says our trial of our faith, work of patience, and patience brings us experience, and experience brings us hope, and hope make us not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So as we continue our study tonight, we're in Romans chapter 15. I think just for a heads up, we have the last two Wednesdays of this year and the first Wednesday of next year, we won't have Wednesday night Bible study because we'll have the rehearsal for the children's program for Christmas, and then we'll have Christmas Day, and then it'll be New Year's Day, and we're having a celebration here on New Year's Eve. Invite you to come out. We'll be here bringing in the new year. Amen? So it's going to be all kinds of fun for the whole family. Amen? Praise God. So Romans chapter 15, verse number 1, we'll start there. He says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Boy, that's a strong statement there. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification or to build them up. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. It's kind of amazing. It's hard to get anybody to agree on hardly anything these days. Amen? So, you know, and I don't think we really realize what happens in the atmosphere if we begin to praise the Lord and we all start singing the same thing. It isn't about the beat. Hey, man. Well, there's one thing about being a child of God and being in a worship service, a praise service. You don't have to dance to dance. And if you're a bad dancer, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, David danced before the Lord naked, okay? I'm glad that everybody has clothes on. Praise God. Amen. You know, so God is saying to us, so it is so difficult for us as men and women to come into agreement on anything. So that's why he inhabits the praise, because he says, look at Daddy. Daddy, look. They're all saying the same thing. Amen. Why do you think that so many people are trying to change the lyrics of the old songs so they can be singing something else? Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but he puts a new song in our heart, a new song of praise, of hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know what God's done for me. He's done some wonderful and mighty things. Amen. Amen. Yeah, as pastor, just seeing the petitions down in the bathroom, man, that's a big thing. Amen. To me, it's big. It may be little to you, but it's big to me. Yeah. They're up. Yeah, they're all put up yesterday. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, everybody, on December the 7th, we're putting the floor down, the fellowship hall. Many hands make what? Light work. So first we're going to look at the purpose here. We're looking at verse number 5. Now the God of patience, consolation. No, I'm looking at number, where am I looking at? Verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for your learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. How many know it's okay for God to say whatever God wants to say? Mm. Amen? 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 So. Let's be open and sensitive to what the Lord wants to say to us, and not only be sensitive to what he wants to say to us, what he wants us to say to someone else. Amen? I assure you, there's some people in here that walk through the doors tonight that need to be encouraged. I assure you there's some people that have had a really hard day today. Amen. I'm sure that some people aren't feeling the best. Amen. Amen. So, hey, this is a team effort here. So, first we're going to look at the purpose. And you don't always look for a lesson in everything. The first lesson is to believe. To believe. Just to believe him at his word. And John chapter 20. Verse number 31. The word of God says, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believe it you might have life through his name. Well, that's where it all begins. There's no other way for a man to be saved other than Christ Jesus. Amen? So if you're not believing in Jesus, there ain't no sense going any further. Amen? It all starts there. Amen? And if you don't start there, you won't understand what comes next. Amen? So the first thing is for us to believe. Look to your neighbor and say, all things are possible to them that believe. So we're believing that we can to become. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says, in verse number 11, he says, now all these things happened to them for examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. You know, okay, well, he's giving us a warning. So he says, now pay attention. Pay attention. There have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. You know, God will never, you know, sometimes we always have an avenue of escape. You know, he'll never allow more. So as we believe, then we become what? We become his children, and we have strength in his name. We can overcome. He said, every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. There is no weapon the enemy can form against you that is bigger than Jesus' name. There is no temptation that can come upon you that is bigger than Jesus' name. Amen? And sometimes, well, Pastor, I know that. Well, guess what? I have to constantly remind myself of that. Amen? You know, because the enemy will come in little by little. He says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. He doesn't come in big. He gets a little piece, and all of a sudden he has a measure, okay? So he says that, hey, we believe, become. And then thirdly is to bestow what? To bestow a eternal life. In 1 John chapter 5, 13, the word of God says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So, in other words, this is a no-so mentality. It's not a think-so. It's not a perhaps-so. It's a no-so. Amen? Amen? Let me tell you something. When you're confident of something, nobody can take it from you. If you're confused about it, they can bug you to death. Amen? One thing we're not confused about, who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen? How many know that we're more than a conqueror? Hey, nay, in all these things, he says, we're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, okay? So he's our strength. He's our power. But he also says this. And this, in verse 14, he says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now, if I ask anything according to my will, if I ask anything according to his will, he heareth me. So in other words, I'm praying and I'm seeking according to his will. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Everyone that asks receives, everyone that seeks it finds, everyone that knocks, the door shall be opened unto them. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Amen? Amen? He is not a man that he should lie. If we ask according to his will, it's done. It's a done thing. Amen? So that's why it's so important for us to put that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 to work in our lives. Trust the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. All of our ways acknowledge him and his will, and he'll direct our paths. Amen? He'll keep us on the straight and narrow. How many know his straight is the gate and narrow is the way? Amen? It is. There's a wide road that leads to destruction. Amen? So he gives us the path. And he's made the provision for us, and it's important for us to have the learning. It starts with the purification. Look at your neighbor and say, God's purifying you. Rather you recognize it or not, you're purified through the word of God. And Psalms chapter 19, verse number 7. The word of God says this. It says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Amen. So first we have the purification. He looks at us and speaks to us as his pupils. We're all students. Amen. Sometimes you might have the gift of a teacher, but according to the word of God, we're always students. I may preach, but at the same time, I'm also a student. I'm a student of the word. I got to study to show myself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And if I can't rightly divide the truth, I can't present the truth to you. Amen? I'm a student of the gospel. We're all students. Amen? This university of this Christian university, or the University of the Kingdom of Heaven, lasts us till we get there. Amen? Amen? Because he'll take us from glory to glory. He'll reveal things to us. He'll show us things. And you say, well, boy, it shouldn't take my entire lifetime just to learn this book. No, this book is open, and this page is, every scripture is opened up, and inside of it, he'll open it up and show you and reveal things. He'll constantly be opening it and 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 opening it, and you can keep searching, you can keep finding, amen? I don't know about you, he just reveals something to me new. I've read the same scripture 50 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, and then he'll reveal something I never saw before, amen? Amen? So the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. He reveals himself in new ways to us. And it's important. But the purity, he says in Psalms 119, verse 129, he says, the testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, if giveth understanding unto the simple. Amen. You don't have to be a scholar to understand God's word. Hello? You know, the truth of the matter is, and they did a study on it, the Bible was written on a fifth grade average. Yeah? Now, you can take it deeper, but I'm just saying, at fifth grade level. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that every fifth grader understands everything of the Spirit of God and the Word, but they can read the Word normally at the fifth grade level. Okay? The entrance of those words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I openeth my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandment. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Then he says this, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in your word, Lord, and not allow iniquity to have dominion over me. And this was prophesied by Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, the prophecy. We have, in verse 19, he says, we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen? Amen. And in other words, when the day star arises in your heart, have you ever been reading something in the Word and you just didn't understand it, and all of a sudden it was like a light went on, turned on, and all of a sudden there was revelation that came. He said, wow, wow. And that's what the Word is. The Word of God will reveal His Word to you and shine a light onto it. And that's when we get to go from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God, because he carries us in His Word. He says also we have the passage. The passage. The passage is, I call it the liberation. God's Word is here to deliver us. Amen? To deliver. And Job chapter 5, verse number 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Amen? You know, remember the old thing, spare the rod, spoil the child? My daddy didn't spare the rod, and I wasn't a spoiled child. Amen. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. If God didn't love you, He wouldn't correct you. You know, you could say to your little children, oh, okay, it's okay, go ahead and play out on 42. Would you do that? Half the time we're playing in a busy highway when we're not following the steps of the Lord and we're getting ready to get crushed. Amen. And the Lord says that he sent His Word to bring us correction because He loves us. For He maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth and His hands make whole. And I love this scripture. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven there shall no evil touch thee. That speaks physically, the natural, the 6-6, the 6 is the natural number, and the 7 is the spiritual, the complete number. And God says to me and to you, God never starts something He doesn't finish. He's completing something in every one of us. Amen? And sometimes when He's completing something in us and He's bringing it to perfection, it doesn't feel good. Chastening doesn't feel good. He didn't say the correction was going to feel good, but what he was going to say, what he was saying is the after effect will be a benefit to you. Amen? So I knew when my dad, my poor dad, hallelujah, my poor dad, mom's famous statement was, wait till your dad gets home. Dad would get home from work after working all day long. He was a pastor full-time. He worked full-time. So he had two full-time jobs. And then he would come home and say, oh, I got to spank you. So, yeah. Huh? Yeah, mom couldn't catch us. So he wants to direct us, is I believe what he's saying in Isaiah chapter 63. Verse number 9. He says, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Amen. You know, I'm so thankful for the Lord that carries us, that delivers us. Amen. So it's important for us to discover, and I have John 14 for that, to discover, and I love this passage. And as your pastor, you probably hear me say, I love this a lot. But I really love it because they really have ministered to my life. In John 14, he says this to each and every one of us. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way for a purpose. I am the truth is our provision. I am the passage is the life. So in closing, what is he saying to you and I tonight? He is saying this. God has called you and I on purpose, with purpose, for purpose. He has a purpose and a plan in every life. And has made the provision for you and I for a safe passage to heaven. Isn't God good? Come on, can we just say thank you to Jesus? Can we just say thank you, Lord? Hallelujah. Hey, it's okay to get loud in church. It's okay to give God praise. It's okay to give him glory. I don't know, what did God deliver you from this week? What did he prevent from happening in your life this week? Hallelujah. Well, what way has he used you and ministered to you to someone else or ministered to someone else to you? God loves you, God cares for you, and God has a purpose and a plan for each and every life. Amen. God wants you to understand that faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. But we have seen a lot. He has already shown us a lot, and we're just beginning. Amen. I believe this is going to be one of the greatest years in the body of Christ, the body of Christ has ever witnessed before or will ever witness. Hallelujah. And he called you for such a time as now. He's a God of now. He's the God of today. Amen. The plans he has for you, is it for next week, next year, next month, next century? The plans he has for you is for now. He's a now God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love the now about God. Amen. When he says, now is the substance of things that are hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now. 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 Start declaring what you believe in God for now. Start declaring it now. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sees looks like or seems like, proclaim it and declare it according to God's word. If it's according to God's will, according to God's word, it's yours. And it belongs to you. Amen. And you have to have the faith and belief that you can go ahead and take what belongs to you. Amen. We sing songs like we go into the enemy's camp and take back what belongs to us. But do we really? Do we really? Well, devil, it's okay with you. I'm going to come and get something. I'm not going to ask the devil if it's okay with nothing. The God that I serve is greater. And greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Amen. So let's all just stand as victorious men and women of God. Amen. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman of faith that's in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you for the call of God that's irrevocable, that does not change. Father, you see every circumstance, every situation that each and every one is facing in their lives, Father God. Your word declares we overcome the adversary by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Our testimony is sure. We're speaking words of life, not of death. We're speaking words of victory, not of defeat. So, Father God, as the words proceed out of our mouth, there'll be words that are victorious words. And we'll be more than conquerors through Christ that gives us strength. So, Lord, I thank you for each and every one. Meet everyone right where they're at. May we have a wonderful time of fellowship together as we break bread. And just have your way in our hearts and lives. Minister to our hearts, the hearts and lives of our family members. You see the ones that are drifting away. Draw them, Father God, with the string of your love. I will never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the food.